AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is in Surfside, Florida. The search continues there for people missing after a condo building collapsed.
Tell me what you need. And that goes for both the senators and the congresswoman and anyone in Florida, just to pick up the phone to the Oval for real. I'm not joking about it.
Rescuers temporarily stopped the search for the missing in Florida.
The search crews have been on top of that pile of rubble for the past week, but they stopped just after 2 in the morning, says Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Chief Alan Kaminsky.
Due to additional concerns for building stability, the stop in operations was based on the subject matter experts of several on-site structural engineers.
Just 2 months before the building came down, the president of its board wrote a letter to residents saying the structural problems identified in a 2018 inspection had gotten worse. Major repairs would be costly. With bids for the work still pending, the building suddenly collapsed last Thursday. I'm Rita Foley.
The Supreme Court is backing Arizona's recent voting changes. It could make it harder to challenge other voting limits. The High Court rejected a federal appeals court in San Francisco that held the measures disproportionately affected Black, Hispanic, and Native American voters in violation of part of the landmark Voting Rights Act. The chief financial officer of the Trump Organization is due in court later today in New York. Alan Weisselberg surrendered to authorities earlier. This could be the first criminal indictment in the investigation into business practices at Donald Trump's company. Another state is lifting coronavirus restrictions. Washington Governor Jay Inslee went high up to do it.
This is a Washington team on top of the Space Needle. We've been a great team. We've got a lot to celebrate. We're reopening the state. And we're able to do this because Washington is pulled together.
The House has approved a sizable investment in roads, rail, public transit, and water. A mixed showing for stocks so far on Wall Street. This is AP News. Prince William and Prince Harry unveiled a statue of their mother at Kensington Palace on what would have been her 60th birthday.
Diana's family joined the two brothers for the ceremony at the palace's sunken garden, a place in which a princess once found solace. It was the first time the brothers have appeared in public together since the funeral of their grandfather, Prince Philip. The brothers later issued a joint statement in which they described their mother's strength and character as qualities that made her a force for good around the world. Every day we wish she were still with us, and our hope is that the statue will be seen forever as a symbol of her life and her legacy, they said. Zaria Shakli, London.
People on St. Vincent and the Grenadines are being warned to plan for possible evacuations as the tiny islands hit recently by massive volcanic eruptions prepare for possible flooding and landslides from Tropical Storm Elsa. The storm is moving through the eastern Caribbean. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.